This is Dr. Rohini Raghupati dictating a general medical exam with internal medicine emphasis on Robert Duane Richmond, patient's last name Richmond, first name Robert, middle name D-W-A-Y-N-E, date of birth 11-12-1967, date of exam 1-10-23. Informant is patient himself. Allegations: inability to walk independently after his motor vehicle accident on 10-18-22. History of presenting illness. Patient states that he correction. Patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 10-18-2021 period. History of presenting illness. A patient states that he was in a car with his wife and they were just driving. He was had the seatbelts on, but an 18-wheeler pulled up in front of them and the car went under the 18-wheeler period. Patient's wife died in that accident period. He was taken to CHI St. Joseph Hospital and underwent multiple orthopedic surgeries period. He has not been able to walk independently by himself. He uses a walker for mobility outside of the home, and within the home he is at this time walking with a cane. He cannot walk without any assisted devices at all. He also reports weakness in both his hands and arms and needs a caretaker, period. He is unable to drive. He was brought to the office by a caretaker, period. Past medical history. He claims that before his accident, he did have a history of hypertension and was on medication, period. He seems to have been discharged without any antihypertensives, period. He also did admit to have lost more than 35 pounds, period. He used to weigh 207 pounds and currently weighs 170 pounds, period. Past surgical history. Prior to his accident, he did not have any surgeries, period. But patient was admitted to the hospital on 10-18-21 and discharged on 12-7-21. During that 6 weeks or 7 weeks, patient has had multiple surgeries. He underwent fiber optic bronchoscopy with bronchoalveolar lavaging on 11-11-21 period. He also underwent retrograde intramedullary nail stabilization of the left femur and intramedullary nail on October 18th, 2021. Then he had an IVC filter placement by Dr. Smith on October 22nd. He also underwent a retrograde intramedullary nail stabilization of the right femur by Dr. Sesimos on October 18th, period. He underwent open reduction and internal fixation of left intra-articular calcaneal fracture and open reduction and internal fixation of the medial malleolus on November the 2nd by Dr. Henderson, period. He underwent a percutaneous tracheostomy on October 30th by Dr. Ohaju, O-H-A-J-U, period. He has also had open reduction and internal fixation of left facial fracture of facial fractures by Dr. Hanley on November the 5th. He also had On November the 5th, he had removal of the external fixator and open reduction and internal fixation, distal humeral fracture with the olecranon osteotomy, triceps tendon repair, and ulnar nerve decompression, left in situ by Dr. Brazil. Period. He also has had spanning external fixator in left elbow and spanning external fixation of the right elbow. He's had irrigation and debridement of the left open femur fracture, irrigation and debridement of the right open femur fracture, irrigation and debridement of left open elbow fracture, irrigation and debridement of right elbow fracture. He's had closure of the right forearm laceration, which was about 10 centimeters long, closure of the right anterior axillary laceration, just 5 centimeters. He also had a triple lumen catheter and right femoral arterial catheter placement on October the 18th by Dr. Hajo. And he's had Dr. Hanley perform the complex closure of the forehead laceration on 10/18 period. Current medications, patient says, under past surgical history, please include, patient also says that the prosthesis in the right elbow was removed due to infection. This was done in December of 2022. He says then the prosthesis was removed, and then, or the pins and all that was removed, and then placed on antibiotic beads were placed in the right elbow and underwent PICC line insertion and antibiotic therapy for 6 weeks. Now he is off the IV antibiotics and currently on oral antibiotics, period. Current medications, he is off his antihypertensive. He is taking multiple supplements, the name of which he does not know, period. He did state that he also takes oral antibiotics and he's supposed to take this for the rest of his life, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, the only history he could recall is that his grandfather died of an MI in his 70s, and he has had two uncles. One had a heart attack in his 60s and one in 70s. Personal history, he smokes a half packet per day and he's done that for 40 or 45 years. Alcohol, he has quit drinking since October of 2021, period. Drug use, he does admit to using marijuana for pain, period. Social history, he's widowed, lives by himself and has a caretaker, period. Review of systems, GI, he denies any problems with nausea, vomiting, changes in bowel habits, or abdominal pain, or any other GI symptoms, period. GU, he denies any problem with urination, period. Respiratory, he denies any problem with a cough, shortness of breath, or chest pain, period. Cardiovascular, denies any chest pain, palpitations, or swelling in his extremities. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of left ankle pain when he's on his feet for a long time, period. He also complains of right elbow pain. Which is better since his right elbow surgery 1 to 2 months ago, period. ENT, he denies any problem with swallowing or hearing or sore throat or runny nose. He says he cannot read without glasses, and he does have glasses on, period. neck. Dana, is any problem with swelling in the neck? Chest. Dana, is any problem with chest pain? Skin or dermatology. He denies any rash or itching. On examination, patient is 5 feet 11 inches tall, weight is 170 pounds. I should note that he has lost about 37 pounds in the last year and a half. Blood pressure today was 110 over 70, pulse 100 per minute, pulse ox 99%, temperature 96.1, BMI was 24. He is right-handed. Head normocephalic, ENT exam, no evidence of infection in ear, nose, or throat. Eyes, PERLA, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JVP not distended. Lungs, bilateral good breath sounds, no wheezing, bronchi, or RALS. Heart, S1 and S2 heard with some tachycardia, otherwise normal exam. Abdomen is soft, not tender, bowel sounds normal, no optosplenomegaly. General exam, the patient is awake, alert, and in no acute distress, fluent in speech. Neurologic exam, mental status, awake, alert, and oriented to person, place, and thing. Mood is normal. He's cooperative for the exam. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 grossly intact. Motor system. A range of musculoskeletal exam. Cervical flexion is good, normal at 0 to 60 degrees. Extension is limited to 25 degrees. Lateral flexion, 40 degrees. Lateral rotation or rotation is normal at 80 degrees. Shoulder, on the left side, shoulder abduction is normal. Forward elevation is limited to 80 degrees. Internal rotation is limited to 25 degrees. External rotation is limited, is normal. External adduction is normal too. On the right side, the shoulder abduction is limited to 100 degrees. Forward elevation to 80 degrees. Internal rotation to 25 degrees. External rotation is normal. External adduction is normal. Elbow range of motion. Extension is limited to 15 degrees both in the left and right side. Flexion is limited to 15 degrees both in the left and right side. Supination is limited to 75 degrees both left and right. Pronation limited to 75 degrees both left and right. Wrist exam, both left and right dorsiflexion is normal, palmar flexion is normal, ulnar flexion deviation is normal, radial deviation is normal. Hand exam, range of motion, flexion is the metacarpophalangeal joint is limited to 75 degrees bilaterally. Flexion at the CMC, at the thumb is normal. Flexion at the PIP joint is normal bilaterally. Extension at the PIP joint is normal bilaterally. Flexion at the DIP joint is limited to 50 degrees. And extension at the DIP joints are normal. Thoracolumbar exam. Patient, I was unable to make patient flex or extend his thoracolumbar spine or do any. He was able to flex laterally up to 20 degrees. Hip exam, range of motion. Abduction limited to 30 degrees bilaterally, adduction limited to 15 degrees bilaterally, flexion limited to 75 degrees bilaterally, extension was normal, internal rotation limited to 15 degrees bilaterally, external rotation was normal, knee exam limited to 50 degrees extension bilaterally, flexion on the right was limited to 40 degrees and the left was normal. Plantar flexion was normal bilaterally. Dorsiflexion normal bilaterally. No, ankle and foot exam. Plantar flexion and dorsiflexion was normal bilaterally. Eversion, normal on the right side. Left side limited to 15 degrees. Inversion, absolutely no inversion on the right left side. Right side was normal. Neuro exam, patient unable to stand straight and Romberg sign unable to perform is totally abnormal. Hand-eye coordination was normal when he opens his eyes. Muscular strength. Patient's gait, he is able to walk with a walker, unable to walk without the walker, period. He was able to, he does need support, bilateral support when he gets up from the chair, but after that he's able to transfer himself to the exam table, period. He was able to get off the exam table, but needed assistance to get back, walk back to the chair, period. Straight leg grazing test, bilaterally negative, period. Grip in his left hand was 3x5 and the right was 5x5, period. Effort on exam is good, period. Reflexes were symmetrical in biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles tendon. Sensory system, normal bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, tenderness, or deformity. He is unable to lift both the arms above 75 degrees, period. He was unable to squat or rise from the rise. He was able to stand up from sitting position, but with bilateral assistance. He was able to, once he was up, he was able to get himself onto the exam table. Similarly, he was able to get down from the exam table, but needed assistance to get back to the chair, period. Tandem walking was totally abnormal. He could not stand on one foot either. He was able to put his shoes back or probably just slip his foot into his shoes, period. He did need assistance to put his socks on though. He was cooperative and pleasant for exam. Eye exam. Visual acuity exam, 20 by 50 with the right eye and left eye was 20 by 100. This was with glasses, but with both eyes open. Both eyes open with glasses on was 20 by 30. Without glasses was 20 by 200. Current patient problems. Number one, he's totally unable to walk independently without assisted devices, period. Tremendous amount of weight loss, period. Balance and gait disorder, period. Next is pain in the left ankle and right elbow, period. He was sent for x-ray of the right hip and right pelvis, period. The right pelvic x-ray showed no acute process. There were post-operative changes on the right hip, which and the arthroplasty was in good position and alignment. There's also intramedullary rod in the visualized in the shaft of the left femur, no acute fracture dislocation. Now, he also had a right hip x-ray, which revealed no acute process. There were post-operative changes of right hip arthroplasty with bony fragment adjacent to the hip joint. No acute fracture dislocation. No peri-hardware lucencies noted, or no suggestion of any loosening of the hardware.